You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a family moved to Napa and created one of the largest private wineries in the world.
An Otherworldly Dive into Mexican Sinkhole by Laura Maloney. For British photographer Tom St. George, diving is escape. But when he plunged into this underwater cave in Tulum, Mexico last month, he found himself on another planet entirely. Runoff stained with tannins from the forest had dyed the normally clear water a surreal Martian shade of red. It really did feel like being in outer space, he says. The cave he visited is the Aktunha Cenote, a submerged sinkhole people also call the car wash, because taxi drivers once scrubbed their cabs there. It's one of more than 2,000 underwater caves that perforate the 70,000-square-mile limestone slab making up the Yucatan Peninsula. They're an underwater explorer's dream, with no end of stalagmites, stalactites, and tiny soda straw formations in the rock. Some archaeologists have even discovered the fossils of ancient sloths, prehistoric camels, and mastodons here. St. George began exploring the cenotes 5 years ago while taking a cave diving class in Tulum. He loved them so much he never left and now works as a diving instructor and commercial photographer. He explores the sinkholes for fun with friends at least once a week. "I know it sounds weird. We go and look at rocks. But I guess you just get hooked on it," St. George says. It was work, not fun, however, that took him to Aktunha the sunny day last October when he took the photo above. He and a buddy, Moro Bordignon, plan to shoot some product shots in its famously clear water, which also boasts a water lily garden, a charming turtle population, and the occasional crocodile. But after 2 days of heavy rain, the sinkhole was flooded, its wooden dock sunk 3 feet underwater. When they dove in, they could hardly see through all the tannins. St. George made use of his Olympus EM-1 Mark II anyway, snapping this cinematic sci-fi photo of Bordignon swimming near the cenote's entrance. It beautifully captures the sense of wonder he felt. When you dive, you leave the world behind, he says. In this case, even more so.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how this family created one of the largest private wineries in the world right now.
We started making wine in 1948, one bottle at a time. Today, we produce nearly 20 million cases a year. Chubb has helped us grow for the past 30 years. They helped us prevent equipment problems during harvest and provided guidance when we started exporting internationally. Now we're working with them on cybersecurity. My grandfather taught me to make a wine that over-delivers. Chubb over-delivers.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.